This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Joan Hamburg, and we are going to introduce you to Let Me Tell You, our original podcast. I have been listening to you giving your family's Ritz Cracker stuffing for years, but for some reason I can't find it this year, and it's now our family's stuffing. Can you do it again? And I said, we have done it so many times. And for our family, and we're a big family, Thanksgiving was always a very special holiday. And we could never turn anyone away. Everyone came, everyone was invited. And now we continue the custom. This year, even though we're a little worried about COVID, but before you come to our Thanksgiving, you have to be tested. And I think it's a good idea for everyone, if people are gathering and meeting, take a test the morning of and make sure everyone is in one piece. And of course, knowing the holiday was coming up, I went to the market and bought Ritz crackers. I usually go to Costco, but I didn't have time this time. So I went to the local supermarket and I bought as many boxes as possible of Ritz crackers and onions. I usually buy the fabulous onions the size of melons at Costco, but this time I picked them up in the market. And let me tell you what you need for this holiday, if you're going to make our family's Ritz Cracker stuffing, which everyone loves, truly. It includes 5 large onions. And if you can go to a place like Costco, they're enormous. If I don't have those onions, I get the bag of big yellow onions, sometimes 2 bags, and I chop them up. The recipe includes 1/2 cup of chicken fat or vegetable oil. Chicken fat is better if you can find it. I know you're thinking, I can't have chicken fat. It will kill me. It's no worse than any of the fake stuff that people use. And what are you using it? Once a year? I then have a couple of stalks of celery, at least 3, that I chop about 1/4 inch thick. Now, this is for a normal family, not for ours, which requires more. But if you're a family of like 6, 8, whatever, 2 to 3 boxes of Ritz crackers crushed, 2 eggs, drippings from the turkey or a can of chicken stock, and butter if you're using stock, like 4 tablespoons, and heat your oven to 350 degrees. In a large pan, a fry pan, and I use my black pan for everything, over medium-high heat, melt the chicken fat or the oil and add the chopped onions, stirring. Turn the heat down to medium when the onions are wilted and become really golden and brown. You almost feel like you're going to burn them. Don't do that. But they will turn dark. About 20 minutes. Crush the Ritz crackers in your hands so that the large pieces are no bigger than a nickel. And in a big mixing bowl, combine the browned onions, the crushed crackers, the diced celery, toss well, and in a small bowl, a little bowl, beat the eggs, and add 1/2 cup of the chicken broth. Save the remaining broth for basting. Pour the mixture over the crackers. Mix again. Put the stuffing in a 2-quart casserole dish and put in a 350 oven and bake. Now melt the butter, and if using stock, not drippings from the turkey, add to the chicken broth. And baste your stuffing casserole with the butter broth or turkey drippings. I baste it too often, about every 20 minutes. I used to cook the stuffing inside the turkey. I don't do that. I don't know why someone told me it wasn't healthy, they could get bacteria. I have no real answer for that. But I bake it, basting it all the time with the drippings, the butter broth, whatever. And you can't ruin it. I overbake it for at least an hour to an hour and a half. And it is delicious. It is delicious. And I get it all ready before I bake it when I make the turkey. And we're so many people this year, because we felt so deprived, we're 41 as of today. Hopefully 41 tested people before they arrive. And we handle it. We rent or give. I have a lot of metal folding tables. And we turn those big folding tables into a T and cover them all with my mother's old, wonderful white napkins, because I've told you, in her day, we had people like the tablecloth man, and he would come to our neighborhoods and honk his horn, and everyone would run out. The tablecloth man is here. And if they didn't have tablecloths, they would buy them from the tablecloth man. And we set everything with the same white tablecloths and great big napkins, and we all pitch in. My job is the stuffing, the turkey, two turkeys, a 20-pound turkey, and a turkey breast. So we do, or I do, my job, turkeys, stuffing, gravy, homemade applesauce. Cousin Lisa this year is doing a great big pot roast, and Cousin Nancy is doing all the sides. And they're all great cooks. And that's basically. And then Cousin Alona comes in from San Francisco, and she'll do great vegetables. And my son comes in from L.A., and he brings the wine or orders the wine. And everything, it's just a holiday that we all love, and it brings back memory of childhood. And I always say that one Thanksgiving, I was in my kitchen, and attached to the kitchen is a little breakfast room that's mirrored. And I turned around, I was on the phone, I was in the freezer, I was going a little crazy there, and I look in the mirror, and I said, what's my mother doing in my mirror? And I adored my mother, and she was a great cook, and she was the heart of the family. But I swore that I wasn't going to end up like that with hundreds of people, whoever. It was such a deal. And yet there I was, and there was my mom in the mirror, and we were doing the same thing that she had always done, talking on the phone, cooking, maybe snaring a little taste of ice cream from the freezer in the midst of it. And then when everything was done, the stuffing, she would put it in a 2-quart casserole dish, not too tight, and she would put it along with the turkey and baking it. And it's everyone's favorite, and no matter what, I have to make it every year. Even those rare few relatives who don't like it say, there's no Thanksgiving without the turkey. And for many years, because we were so many, we would go to Fresco, the Scotto restaurant. They had a little restaurant on the side of their big restaurant, and we would take it over, and we would bring the family stuffing, even though they did a great job with the food. We'd bring over the stuffing, and what would a Thanksgiving be without the famous Lyman Feldman Ritz cracker stuffing. And this holiday is our persistence of memory. It brings back all of our family, all of our relatives, and we celebrate their lives and the gift they gave us of cherishing family and of being together on every holiday if we can. And that was passed on from their families. So we are in deep appreciation of those who came before us. We love that our kids are so devoted and attached to these holidays, and that the cousins are so close, just like we were when we were growing up. So to all of you, enjoy the stuffing, enjoy the holiday, and you're in all our hearts and minds. Happy Thanksgiving.